two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Today's not just hot, it is record-breaking hot. And that heat is no help for the ongoing drought. Our team coverage, Utah Summer Preview, begins with KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Kids are jumping in without any kind of hesitation today at this pool and splash pad in Bountiful, and families here chasing some kind of just respite from the heat today. In fact, today is one for the history books. We broke the record in Salt Lake City at 93 degrees, the previous record set on this day in 1958 at 92 degrees. And today is also the first time we've broken the 90-degree mark this year, but it's not just today that we'll have the heat.
Clouds rolling in tonight will hold in the heat from this afternoon, and so I think where people will really feel the heat if you haven't been using the AC will be tomorrow.
KSL meteorologist Kristen Van Dyke also says, though, that after tomorrow, we're in for a big cool down. Just in time for the Memorial Day barbecue, we've got a pretty good chance of rain on the way Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
There could be a lot of that rain, but it's just a drop in the bucket when you look at the big picture. Our team coverage, Utah Summer Preview, continues with KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
The Utah Division of Water Resources released an update on drought conditions across the state today, and the picture is pretty bleak, even before we get to the heat of summer. One measure they watch is the statewide snow water equivalent, or how much water would be in our snowpack if it melted. This year, it peaked at 12 inches. Normal is closer to 16. Reservoirs statewide are starting the summer lower than we were a year ago, at 63% of capacity, compared to 67% in 2021. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Spanish Fork is spending $3 million in order to save 40 million gallons of water a year. They've installed a new smart sprinkler system at the Oaks Golf Course. Mayor Mike Mendenhall tells Dave and Dujanovic it's just a start.
20 years ago, we made public infrastructure investments into Spanish Fork for secondary water and metering that to every home.
Mendenhall says there may be restrictions on how many days a week residents can water, but not on which days they should do it. KSL News Time 5:02, our top national story. New details out of Texas, where the investigation into the elementary school shooting continues. Victor Escalon from the Texas Department of Public Safety says it looks like the shooter had an easy time getting through the door.
It appears it was unlocked. So we're going to look at that and try to corroborate that as best as we can.
And the door was unlocked. 19 children and two adults were killed, another 17 people wounded. One of the teachers who died in Texas was Irma Garcia. Now her husband, Joe, has died of a heart attack. He was stricken while preparing for his wife's funeral. They were high school sweethearts, married 24 years. They had four kids. The State Department is leading an effort to uncover war crimes in Ukraine.
The so-called Atrocity Crimes Advisory Group will be tasked with supporting the Office of the Prosecutor General of Ukraine in its investigation and prosecution of conflict-related crimes. The group's experts will be primarily based in Poland, but will be able to undertake short missions to Ukraine with the goal of eventually relocating to the country. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Former President Trump and two of his adult children will have to testify about the family business. That's the ruling from an appellate court. It's part of the New York Attorney General's investigation into the family business.
The appellate court upheld a subpoena issued by the New York Attorney General's office as part of its civil investigation into how the Trump family real estate business valued its holdings. The court ruled former President Trump, Donald Trump Jr., and Ivanka Trump must sit for a deposition. The court rejected their arguments that the subpoena is part of a politically motivated investigation and improper because of a parallel criminal case. The decision said public statements by State Attorney General Letitia James do not support Trump's claim she's using the civil investigation to obtain information for use in a criminal proceeding. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Brace yourself for a lot of drivers on the roads. The Memorial Day weekend travel rush has begun. This guy is grateful that his family is coming to him and not the other way around.
They're going to come up for like the next couple of days.
And they have to pay those gas prices.
They do, yeah. I mean, not me.
Yeah, good for you, fella. AAA puts the national average for a gallon of unleaded regular at $4.60. Utah's averaging above that at $4.66. So when's the best time to hit the road? Well, you probably missed it. KSL traffic reporter Randy Farnsworth says in the last few years, Thursday's been just as busy as Friday on the roads for Memorial Day weekend, which means Wednesday was the safe bet. Our geography doesn't help.
When you're leaving town, there's really only, because of the mountains and the lakes and things, there's only four ways you can go, really. You got I-80 to California, I-80 to Wyoming, or northbound 15 to southbound 15. So after 3 p.m. today, you're more likely to run into extra delays. Tomorrow, probably after 1 p.m.
Good news, we have triple team traffic to get you there all afternoon. And again, starting at noontime tomorrow, so let's get to it. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
And that is emergency traffic southbound I-15 from 33rd South to 90th South, where we had an earlier crash with injuries in Midvale blocking the HOV lane. For Davis County drivers, the right lane blocked due to a vehicle fire northbound I-15 right about Center Street in Clearfield. That's adding to the backups reaching into Layton. And then also in Summit and Wasatch Counties, Highway 40 packed in and slow. Both directions approaching and passing Jordanelle. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services. Electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06. The State Health Department says they're feeling slightly more optimistic about the baby formula shortage. The state's WIC vendor coordinator, Joe Del Guilman Park, says they're getting more formula now to the store shelves.
Abbott Manufacturers is shipping out increased quantities of their ready-to-feed formulas. So those are pre-mixed formulas that you don't have to add water to. And we're seeing an increase in availability in those formulas across the state.
Guilman Park also says they're working with local doctors' offices and hospitals to get special-made formulas for allergies that's being shipped in from other countries. Native American students in southern Utah donned beaded caps and eagle feathers at their high school graduation this week. This is months after a new law enshrined their right to do this. Utah's among a growing list of states where lawmakers have responded to reports of Native American students being barred from wearing ceremonial items at graduation by passing laws to stop school districts from banning them. The Waterford School, it's a private school in Sandy, says they're investigating some swastikas drawn in yearbooks by middle schoolers.
There is no place for hatred and bigotry at Waterford. And part of what we're trying to sort out here is what happened, and then we'll respond appropriately.
Head of school Adam Minky didn't say how many yearbooks were drawn in or how many kids drew them. He says their investigation's internal right now, but that could change depending on what they find. A Washington State crisis pregnancy clinic was vandalized, and the person who runs it thinks it was because they don't offer abortion services. Heather Vasquez is the director of the Next Step Pregnancy Center in Linwood, Washington. She spoke earlier today with KTTH.
On the front, they wrote kind of the tag phrase they've been using, which was, if abortion isn't safe, neither are you. And in the back, they wrote Jane's Revenge. They were referring to Jane Roe.
Windows were smashed. Vasquez estimates the damage will be about $5,000 to fix.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 5:08. This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Monkeypox. Undoubtedly, when you first heard about it, you or someone you love immediately started scratching and going, ooh, 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 ooh. But there are two types of people in this world. Those who did the ooh, 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 ooh thing, and those who rolled their eyes at it. And that's the problem with these scientists. Now, I respect and appreciate the miracles they create in their laboratories. They've cured countless diseases, but they are absolutely horrible at naming sicknesses. I mean, monkeypox. Very descriptive, it originated in simians and it causes pox, pus-filled lesions on the skin. But monkeypox. They want us to get on board, call it the pus virus or jungle rot. Back in the days before scientists were naming diseases, we had some good ones. The Black Plague. I mean, come on, that's how you do it. But monkeypox or COVID. It's just the first letters of the words coronavirus disease. They should have called it the Bat Plague. Everybody would have joined in to fight the Bat Plague. Oh, they would have put up searchlights in the night to remind us to mask up. We could have skipped all the politics, but instead, COVID. It's weak. And now we get monkeypox. I want to suggest, if it's not too late, let's lean into the part about the pus-filled lesions. Call it Legionnaire's disease. Call it gorilla flu. Anything but a name that conjures up the image of a barrel of monkeys, which is supposed to be fun. Right up until you get the disease. Then, not so much.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 510, emergency traffic, the very latest on your trip. Here's Ricky Meese.
We definitely are seeing a big delay on a few different places, Redwood Road, I-15 in Salt Lake, and in Davis counties. But for those southbound I-15, an earlier injury accident in Midvale is what jammed up the drive, and you are going to see stop-and-go speeds from 3300 all the way to 90th South. Traveling eastbound on the South Belt, traffic there backed up trying to join I-15. You're going to see slowdowns eastbound on I-215 at Redwood Road over to the South Interchange. Now starting to see traffic filling in and slowing down westbound on the 201, 5600 West into Magna. And a crash on Redwood Road in West Valley at about 3100 South. Michelle?
Well, emergency traffic continues. This is on Redwood Road going between Bangor Highway in Bluffdale down to about 2100 North in Lehigh. For drivers on I-15, a little bit of slowing as you're going from Provo headed towards Springville, and also big delays due to construction. This is jamming up traffic both directions in spots between River Road in Heber and SR-248. Steve?
And more emergency traffic. This is in Davis County right down northbound I-15. We have a vehicle fire. Crews are still trying to put that out. That's on the right shoulder at about 650 North. And now those delays reach back past into Sunset right now. Rollover accident remains on southbound Legacy Parkway at 500 South in Bountiful. And some thick and slow traffic on northbound 15 leaving from downtown Salt Lake at 6 South up to the North 215 interchange. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Their technicians helped over 60,000 Utah homeowners last year. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL hourly forecast shows more heat ahead for the evening. Temperatures right around 90 degrees as we head through the 5 o'clock hour. Still mostly cloudy, though. 7 p.m., cloudy skies, 88 degrees. 9 p.m., 82 degrees under partly to mostly cloudy skies. And then the low tonight, very mild, 65. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now in Salt Lake City, I want to check. It's 92 degrees. We did reach 93 this afternoon and broke the record. Tonight's sunset, if we can see it, is at 8:49 tomorrow. The sun's up, 6 a.m. sharp. KSL News Time 512, a new study out of the nation's capital found expectant moms who experience increased stress, anxiety, and depression during the pandemic had decreased fetal brain development.
The study followed just over 200 participants, one a pre-pandemic group, the other involved pregnancy during the pandemic. The women were otherwise healthy and did not have any known COVID-19 exposure. Tests showed levels of stress and depression were higher for women in the pandemic group, and women who were pregnant had reduced levels of fetal white matter and other brain development issues. Scientists say more research is needed to know the full effects and benefits of maternal mental health for a baby's brain development. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
After that minute of news, can I talk about monkeypox seriously? I will. Public health officials in Quebec are on alert. They confirmed 25 cases throughout the region. Their interim director of public health expects the number to grow with dozens more suspected cases under observation.
25 cases that have been confirmed, and there are other cases, probably 20 to 30 cases that are on investigation so far.
Health experts say monkeypox is much less infectious than COVID. It requires much closer contact to spread. There are two cases in Utah, but no threat to the public. Trending on social media, Ellen DeGeneres brought her nearly two decades of daytime talk shows to a close today. Same way she started. Her first guest was Jennifer Aniston back then. Jennifer Aniston was her final guest. And also trending this hour, Ray Liotta, the Goodfellas actor, died at the age of 67. And the music world is mourning the loss of one of the most distinctive voices of the new wave movement. Depeche Mode founder and keyboard player Andy Fletcher was 60 years old. KSL News Time, 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First, well, we'll get to that in just a moment. Right now, let's check our top national stories with ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Just released this recording of parents outside Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, Tuesday, the day of the deadly school massacre. 19 children, two teachers were killed. The sound from Hugo Cervantes via Storyful. This information causing scrutiny of the police response. The 18-year-old gunman was inside for more than an hour before he was killed in a shootout, says Victor Escalon, Texas Department of Public Safety.
Officers are there. The initial officers, they received gunfire. They don't make entry initially because of the gunfire they're receiving. But we have officers calling for additional resources.
Police official says while cops made calls for backup, officers evacuated students and teachers. Oxford High School students in Michigan walked from the main school building to the nearby football field today. Local media say it was a protest partly over the lack of gun control. 22 arrests in Washington for allegedly dealing crack cocaine and fentanyl. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
We know that members of the community have been rightfully angry and frustrated about the violence happening here. And while there is more work to do, we believe that making these arrests is a critical first step to turning this violence around.
New study at Children's National Hospital, Washington, found expectant moms with increased stress, anxiety, depression during the pandemic whose babies were affected.
The study followed just over 200 participants, one a pre-pandemic group, the other involved pregnancy during the pandemic. The women were otherwise healthy and did not have any known COVID-19 exposure. Tests showed levels of stress and depression were higher for women in the pandemic group, and women who were pregnant had reduced levels of fetal white matter and other brain development issues. Scientists say more research is needed to know the full effects and benefits of maternal mental health for a baby's brain development.
ABC's Michelle Franzen on that study. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the in-depth on KSL. University of Utah researchers have discovered certain ocean corals, you know, like coral reefs, might have the potential to treat cancer. Eric Schmidt is the lead officer of this study, author of the study at the University of Utah. He spoke with KSL's Maria Chaleos on Utah's Noon News. He says this is a discovery with lots of potential.
Well, so what we've done is solved one of the old mysteries in the field. The ocean is full of potential drugs that could be used in human health, and this is one of them. I think that if we can really follow up properly with this initial discovery, we potentially will wind up with a new lead anti-cancer compound.
How long do you think this will take to actually become a reality?
I think it, in all cases it takes several years to go from initial discoveries to a drug, and there's a lot of ups and downs along the way. So I would guess that it is going to take anywhere from maybe 3 to 7 years if everything works out.
Describe for us how your team made this discovery.
Well, this discovery was inspired by Paul Skiza, who is the postdoc who carried out the project. And he grew up in the state of Florida and was inspired by the amazing diversity right off of his doorstep. And he went out and collected a little bit of this coral that we could use for genetic analysis and brought it to Utah where we did the work.
In their report, the researchers said they believe other animals, maybe snakes, maybe spiders, may have potentially therapeutic chemicals in them as well. KSL News Time, 519. It's time for traffic and weather together. We do it every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Ricky Meese. It's emergency traffic, Ricky.
Well, we still have stop-and-go leftover delays on southbound I-15. Now, we had an accident after 72nd South, and that is what has caused the jam-up. So if you're traveling southbound I-15 in Midvale, you'll still see it over to the left shoulder. But you've got to get through these stop-and-go speeds from 33rd South all the way to 90th South. Then we have slowing eastbound I-215 South Belt from Redwood over to the I-15 junction. A little bit of northbound slowing now setting in once again from 2100 south into downtown, and heavy and slow westbound SR-201 5600 west to Magna. Michelle?
Well, emergency traffic continues. This is Redwood Road between Bangor Highway and 2100 north in Lehigh. This is due to lane restrictions. So if you need to get into Utah County, looking much better if you can take I-15. For drivers headed on I-15, you're going to see a little slowing between American Fork, Pleasant Grove, and again going through Provo. And we also have big delays. This is also due to construction on Highway 40 in spots both directions between SR 248 and River Road in Heber. Steve?
And for those on northbound 15, scattered slow spots on northbound 15 leaving downtown Salt Lake at 6 South up to the North 215 interchange, and in Davis County from Lagoon into Kaysville, plus bigger backups now. We have more emergency traffic at the Layton Hills Mall. It got heavy traffic. That's all due to a fire, a vehicle fire farther up at 650 North in Clearfield. Fire crews are still trying to get that put out. And a busy drive on the northbound 215's west belt from I-80 to North Temple, and Highway 89 busy as well both directions down to I-84. When visiting Idaho, please be kind to those around you and leave the outdoor spaces cleaner than you found them. Learn more at visitidaho.org/care. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
The KSL 7-day forecast shows some dramatic changes for the weekend. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 87 after a low of 65. But Saturday, temps in the low 70s with showers and storms developing. And by Sunday, we'll see showers and storms on and off for a lot of the day. 61 the high with a low of 51. And for your Memorial Day, a high of only 60 degrees with more showers, maybe a few storms. We try to dry things out by Tuesday. Still cool in the mid-60s, warmer after that. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
A bit of a breeze kicking up. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. 92 degrees, mostly cloudy in Salt Lake City. The 5 o'clock report has been brought to you by Any Hour Services. Electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 521.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of...
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.